107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, joined on the phone by a legendary musician, Hall of Famer, one half of the duo Hall and Oates, with a new album, self-titled technically. It's called Oates. I'm here with John Oates right now. Good morning, John.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Sweet, man. Well, a reunion came out last year, and you've got a brand new record, Oates, which you recorded in Nashville. JohnOates.com is the website to grab it. Listen to a couple of the singles off of it. And when you were writing this album, was any of this additional material that didn't make Reunion, or was this all written after that album came out?
No, completely separate. Reunion was really a collection of acoustic singer-songwriter type stuff.
That yeah.
was really where, you know, kind of where I've been working in Nashville for the past number of years. But I wanted to make a kind of a little bit more of an R&B groove-oriented record. And I did have some other tracks like Pushing a Rock, Disconnected, Get Your Smile On, which were previously released. And I wanted to include them all in one package. And then I wrote a whole bunch of new stuff. So, you know, it's amazing that I put out one album in, what, 23, 24 and another one in 25. But I just had the songs and I wanted to get them out there.
Now, I love the diversity of songs on this album. Obviously, some pop influence, but I love how much soul infusion there are, especially with that new single, Real Thing, going on. I'm really getting some Motown vibes there. Is that something that's part of your musical roots?
You know, the early days of R&B are all part of my musical roots. You know, it's Philly, it's Motown, it's Stax Volt from Memphis, it's Muscle Shoals, New Orleans. All that early R&B and soul music really left an impression on me as a kid. And that's part of my musical DNA.
Do you have anybody who's making an appearance with you on this album, or any artists that you enjoy working with that you brought in for it?
Yeah, there's the single Enough is Enough, which was our first single. I did that collaboration with a great young pop group from New York called Lawrence. And they're one of my favorite groups right now. They're amazing. And then I worked with a guy named Devin Gilfillian from Philly, a young R&B singer. And he co-wrote A Real Thing Going On, the one you just heard. And we also did a song together called Mending. There's been a whole bunch of this. Yeah, I've had a lot of collaborations on this album.
So what initially got you into playing music and learning guitar? Because I know early on wrestling played a huge role in your life.
Well, I've always been an athlete. I was wrestled. I was, you know, very active. I played tennis. I did a lot of stuff. I ski, you know, ride bikes. I'm still that way.
Yeah.
But you know, music was part of me, and I never questioned it. It was the only thing I've ever done my whole life, and I did it from the time I was a little, you know, baby, basically. I had a natural talent for it, and I just did it.
Yeah. By the way, for those wondering, that's amateur wrestling. You weren't known as like John the Juggernaut Oates, or maybe you were. I don't know.
High school and college, I wrestled one match in college and then quit.
You won states, didn't you?
No, I didn't win states. I won some regional tournaments. And,
okay.
League tournaments, yeah.
Man, it was, you know, again, this is, you know, wrestling and just sports in general. As big of a part of your life as music, but I obviously started gravitating more towards music. What were some of like your earliest bands?
Well, my first band was when I was in seventh grade.
Wow.
I joined a band with some guys who were older than me. And we played, we actually stayed together all through my junior high school and high school years. And then at the end of my high school year, we made a record in 1967. We pulled some money together, made a record, and it got released in Philadelphia. And it was around the same time Daryl Hall was making his first record. So we were, but with a separate group, obviously.
Right.
And then eventually we met, you know, so.
And you guys were in a couple of bands, I know, kind of before forming the duo. Did you guys draw a lot of attention from labels before forming the duo, or was it kind of after you guys had?
No. We didn't. We did separate things.
Did you? Okay.
Once we started working together, that's all we ever did.
Really? Okay.
We got a record contract. Yeah.
How fast was that when you guys really started to break out? How long did it take before you guys really started drawing some attention?
Oh, we did three albums before we had a hit record.
Yeah.
And then on the fourth album, we had a hit. And then, of course, we had a few hits after that with Sarah Smile, Rich Girl, She's Gone in the mid-70s. And then in the late 70s, we kind of, you know, we didn't click that much, but it led us to the 80s. And, of course, that goes without saying, you know what happened then.
Yeah. I mean, your career speaks for itself and continue to write great music today. I see you've got one gig lined up for next year already, the Rock Legends Cruise 13, which is in 2026. Some big bands there, the Guess Who, Eric Burdon, the Animals, Loverboy, Blue Oyster Cult. When you play these kind of shows, or in this case, the cruise, is it kind of like a reunion for you? Because I got to imagine you played alongside a lot of these bands before.
Well, there's going to be a lot of people I know, for sure, who I've run into over the years. I don't know. You know, it's going to be interesting to see what that's like. I'm going to bring my new band, which is an incredible band, and we're going to play our stuff, and we'll see what happens.
Who's the current lineup in your band?
Oh, you wouldn't know any of their names, but one of the guys from Nashville, three of the guys are from Nashville, and one's from Colorado, a guy named John Michelle, who I played with for about 30 years, and he's on drums. He's been an old friend of mine. It's just a great young band.
That's great. I was curious, have you ever played on a cruise ship before?
Oh, yeah. I've done a number of them.
How's the dynamic of that, like being on stage? Like, can you feel the fact that you're on a cruise, or are those things pretty stable?
I've had some bad ones and some good ones. The last cruise I did was with Joe Bonamassa, and that was a great cruise. That for some reason, the weather was perfect. It felt like we were on a lake. There was no movement. It was fantastic. But I've been on other cruises where the boat moves around a lot, and then it's weird. You kind of make it work.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, with the new album out, do you have any plans on taking this album on the road?
I've already been on tour. I just finished the tour just a couple days ago. We did six or seven shows back east, and then we did a great show at the Troubadour in L.A., which we did live stream, which is now available if anybody wants to watch it. So you can go on my website and find it. It's been great. The band is amazing, and it's been just the beginning, test the waters, and we're going to go out again, as you said, in February. Then we're going to do the cruise and then a couple shows in Florida after that.
That's going to be sweet. With living in Nashville, do you find like, because you do live in Nashville, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, with that area, because I went down there, I think it was like 2019, and I was blown away. That was the first time I'd ever been down there. How many places there are to see live music? Does that help with inspiring you as a musician?
Yes, it does. It's an amazing place. Music City is an incredible place to be if you're a musician. There's so much opportunity. There's so much cool things going on. But I want to tell you right now, if you came here in 19 and you haven't been here since, you wouldn't even recognize the city.
Really?
It's so much bigger now.
Oh my gosh.
It's unbelievable.
It is. It's a truly phenomenal visit. I'm loving this new album, Oats. You can get it now, johnoats.com. Hopefully looking forward to seeing you on the road again here soon. Congratulations on the new album. And again, thanks for the years of entertainment and music. We really wish nothing but the best for you going forward, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.